provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
If I tell you these things that have no earthly parallel, they have no earthly parallel. There's nothing you can compare to it on the earth. How can you believe that if in the process of me preparing you precept upon precept, you haven't believed what I told you? Amen. You haven't believed the earthly stuff.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus wants us to understand spiritual realities that have no natural picture. These are part of the greater works. I ain't never seen that. Well, that don't mean that God can't do it. I ain't never heard that. That doesn't mean that God won't do it for you. I'm telling you, there's a generation that's entering into this dimension. The greater works. Let me give you an example. We compare evangelism to harvest, right? Like three phases. You plow the field. You sow the seed. You water. And then you harvest.
Amen. Amen.
Right? It's like evangelism.
Amen.
There are seasons. Now, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seasons. But there is coming something to a remnant that's going to defy this natural order. Remember Jacob? I'm sorry. Isaac in Genesis 26 was told to sow in the midst of famine. Nothing growing, everything burnt up, parched, dry. Sow the seed. Isaac, he sowed in the midst of his enemies. And that same year,
amen.
Not the next year, that same year, God accelerated the growth and he had a bumper crop.
Amen.
While everything else was dry around him.
Amen.
God just showed in that portion of scripture how he will defy natural order.
Amen.
Amen.
But he, to you and me, he has to become the I am.
Amen.
Not the I will be or I was, but the I am. For if we come to him, we must first believe that he is.
Amen.
See, faith, now faith is. Now faith is. Not now faith will be or one day faith will be. No, now faith is. So plowing, sowing, watering, and harvesting. But God gave us a superior revelation in John, if you give me John chapter 4, verse 35, where he actually is showing us something to let us know that we are not bound. We're not bound to the natural order.
Amen.
Now, you read this in context, and in the time that he said this is very important. He says, say not ye there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Now, he was speaking in a spiritual sense.
Amen.
But even in the natural sense, he's saying, don't say, you know, it's the season says it's not harvest time yet. Harvest comes in about 4 months. He said, no, don't say that. Don't say wait till the season is right.
Amen, amen.
He said, if you look out on the harvest right now, you'll see that the harvest is white for harvesting right now. In other words, I am right now. Stop putting stuff off. Stop saying one day. Stop saying maybe. Stop saying I hope. Amen. God says, no, I am right now. Come on. There's a generation that's going to enter in fully to this dimension that has no earthly parallel. No earthly parallel. There's an anointing. Somebody say anointing.
Anointing.
We're not going to muster up on it. I'm not telling you go on a 40-day fast to try to get it. No, there's an anointing because it's a kairos. It's coming from God that's going to come on a generation that will be so great, the natural order of things will no longer apply to their life. Now, I'm not saying go out there and do 90 on 95, because that natural order, them state troopers will get you. I ain't talking about that. Well, what, the natural order don't apply. Yes, it does. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go out there and do foolish stuff. I'm talking about when it comes to miracles, signs, wonders. Think about Peter. Think about Peter in prison. James had been killed. Herod had him there. He was going to make a big deal out of him before the Jews. He saw it. It pleased him, so he was going, all right, I'm going to make a real spectacle of this guy. Quaturions of soldiers around him. But prayer was being offered up.
Amen.
Prayer was being offered up.
Amen.
They had soldiers outside the prison. They had soldiers inside the prison. They had soldiers a little further in, then they had soldiers that Peter was chained to.
Amen.
They were making sure he wasn't going anywhere. But it says they prayed.
Amen. Amen.
If my people would humble themselves and pray,
yes.
And when they prayed, I am.
Amen.
And that I will be. They will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. And so on. So Peter's there in prison and he's asleep. But prayer was going up.
Amen.
An angel appears. He enters into that prison. Not one of the guards can make him out or see him.
Amen.
Walks right past him.
Yes.
They don't hear him or see him. And he touches Peter. And wakes him and says, arise, put your sandals on your feet. And when he touches him, the chains fall off. The soldiers that are there, they still don't see it. They still don't hear it. They don't even know it's in there. They don't know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Peter thinks he's having a dream. But he wakes, he puts his sandals on, and the angel says, follow me. Peter follows him, walks right past. They're there with their spear, with their helmets on. They know if you fall asleep, they'll kill you. If a prisoner escapes, it's over for you. So they are there. Walks right out of the midst of them. Gets to the city gate, and the city gate opens of its own accord.
Amen.
It's defined. Nobody was there. Wait, let me let you out. No, the city gate opened. Of its own accord. I'm telling you, there are greater works coming. Peter walks out. He goes to the house where they were praying. Everybody was praying. Praying in tongues. Calling on Jesus. He knocks on the door. Rhoda. A young believer. One that was not, so familiar with prayer meetings. She goes to the door, looks out, and it's Peter. She's so amazed, she shuts it and runs to tell the people. Peter's at the door. Now, all the prayer warriors who was just praying or saying prayers. It's a difference when you say prayers and when you pray. See, One person in there was praying to I am. The others were, well, maybe, hopefully God will bring him out. Well, you remember what happened to James. Maybe it's his time now. But one person saw him as the I am. You see, somebody had to see him as the I am for that angel to be released. Others were praying, but they didn't know what to pray. They didn't, well, James is gone. Maybe Peter may get out. I don't know. Maybe it's not God's will. Lord, what is your will? No, somebody was saying, no, Lord, deliver Peter. You are the I am. You are able. Amen. And he came. No, Rhoda, that's not Peter. Maybe you saw his, that was his spirit. Think about it. She says, no, Peter's at the door. Because of the excitement in her heart. Peter says, she ran into, no, that ain't Peter. We praying. We praying for him, but that ain't Peter. Couldn't be that fast. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Would you prepare your heart for this? Two things have to happen. Have to happen. There's coming a transference of wealth. It's not about greed. Not about fancy cars, stocks and all that. No, it's about the kingdom. Amen. And the promoting of the kingdom. And yes, you'll benefit from it, but it's coming. And then there comes revival. Global restoration, revival. Souls by the millions coming in as the last harvest.
Amen.
We read about it. It's the progression. These are the things that must come to pass. So here we read in Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. The plowman shall overtake the reaper. What does that say? That's saying seed time and harvest time and the time in between is going to be condensed.
Amen.
That there'll be no season in between. Time you finish sowing, you'll reap. Time you finish reaping, you'll be sowing. Time you finish sowing, you'll reap. Reap, sow, reap, sow, reap, sow, reap. It's no earthly parallel.
Amen.
How many are ready for that?
Amen.
With the lesser revelation, we live by and have an anointing that must live by natural principles, which will get you by, but I'm telling you, there's a remnant coming. There's an anointing coming, and it's here. When I say coming, it's going to manifest. See, first there's the revelation. This is a spiritual process, the revelation, the transformation. The issue is the renewing of your mind to these realities. And then there's the manifestation, the 30, the 60, the 100-fold. The corn, the full, the corn in the ear, and then the full corn in the ear, the outer court, the inner court, and the holy of holies, the Pentecost, tabernacles, and trumpets. It's all coming, and it's coming to a fullness. There's going to be a people that walk in the fullness.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.